Welcome to the DSA Shifting Perspective Podcast.
Hi everybody, it's Richard Bailey here again and you're listening to another Shifting Perspectives podcast. I've jumped on the train to meet up with a couple of brothers who are making a documentary film about siblings and Down syndrome, and it's called Handsome. Nick, an actor and documentary maker, along with his brother Alex, who has Down syndrome, have been travelling the world talking to brothers and sisters who are all living with Down syndrome, and along the way, spreading their message about what they call Up syndrome. So, hello Alex.
Hello.
Hello Nick.
Hello.
So before we talk about the film and the journey you've been on, perhaps you can tell us a little bit about yourselves. What's the age gap? Where did you grow up? And where you live now?
Cool, yeah. So I'm 27. Alex, how old are you?
24.
24, yeah. So we've always been quite close kind of growing up, because there's three of us, Alex, myself and my older brother James. Both James and myself went off to boarding school. So we, our sort of early years, it was kind of off we go, you know, and Alex went and kind of did his own thing and went to, he actually started off at a mainstream school, but he found it quite difficult. And yeah, so James and I went off and kind of did our own thing. And then only up until recently, I started spending a bit more time with Alex. Yeah, and now we're closer than ever, aren't we, Alex? Yeah. He's quite shy. His speech is a little bit limited, but he'll do his best.
So when you were growing up then, Nick, what did you know about Down syndrome?
I didn't really know anything about it, to be honest. Did my research, sort of understood a little bit more about the disability. When you're sort of a teenager, all you want to do is fit in, and you don't want anyone who's different in your family. And because Alex was different, I'm not afraid to say that I was a little bit ashamed of Alex. And it took me a while to say, well, no, this is wrong, and I'm not comfortable with this. I sort of wanted to, it's the reason why I wanted to do this film, really, just for teenagers to go, well, no, it's not right. And although you might have these sort of feelings, you know, you can kind of stand up and change those perspectives.
So how do you support each other now?
Since we started this film a couple of years ago, we live with each other. And, you know, Alex is great. He's really gone on a journey himself, and he's supported me as much as I've supported him, really. And I've learnt so much from him.
So you mentioned that Alex has supported you as much as you've supported him. I'm just wondering, how has he supported you?
It's every day, really. It's kind of that real purpose of waking up and being the main carer for Alex whilst we've been doing this. It's given me a real sense of purpose. I mean, he gets up early in the morning. He's so positive, and he's got such a positive ball of energy, and it just is rubbed off on me. And I think it's given me a new lease of life. You know, thank you, Alex, mate. You've really helped me and supported me.
And what do you like best about each other? So, Alex, what do you like best about Nick?
Well, my brother. We are a journey, and
so you like going on a journey?
Yeah.
And we're brothers. Do you like the fact we're brothers?
Yes.
Is he fun to be around?
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
Yes.
And so what, if you had to sort of sum up one thing, what would your most favourite thing be about Alex, do you think?
I think it's got to be the mornings. I think you can get up Alex at any time in the morning, whether it's 4:30 or 8 o'clock, and he's up and he's like, this is a new day, you know, and no matter whatever the weather's like. And it just has helped me, because it's that kind of carpe diem sort of attitude, and that's wonderful.
And when you're not flying all around the world, what do you like to do?
What do we do at home together?
Bowling.
We do bowling, yeah. You love bowling. He's great at bowling. He's fantastic. He's better than me.
and you said do you live together now, did you say?
Yeah.
Alex, how's that working out, living with Nick?
Do you like living with Nick?
Yes.
And what are you doing now, Alex? Are you working, or what do you do in your spare time?
Post-19.
Yeah, post-19. Post 19 is a adults over the age of 19 with learning difficulties, and there's things like cooking and car valeting and mechanics, in the hope of gearing them up into sort of getting them out into the workplace. So yeah, do you like it there, Alex?
Yeah.
Alex, what would your most favourite thing to do at Post 19?
Dance.
Dancing. You enjoy the dancing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, should we move on to the film? We know that you've been travelling all around the world, which sounds absolutely fantastic. Why did you decide to make the film?
So, about 2 years ago, I was doing these acting classes, and one of the great things about these classes was the teacher would say to you, now, in each scene, I want you to think about a person who you would fight for the most. You know, anyone on earth, who would you fight for? And time and time and time again, it was Alex. And I thought, well, there's something quite big here. And the more I started thinking about it and talking to people about it, and I thought, well, you know, when I was growing up, there wasn't anything about siblings. It was always about the parents. I just thought, well, the sibling relationship is so important, especially if they have Down syndrome. You know, it's such an important relationship that, you know, we need to kind of be able to get our story out there so that other people can relate to it. Because there's a lot about the parents, but as brothers, when my parents eventually go, we are going to be together and hopefully, you know, as close as we are now. And I initially thought about writing a book. And I said to my mum, well, I'm going to write a book. And she said, no, don't write a book. Do a documentary. Because that's where we're at now in terms of films and documentaries and TV, and it's sort of a golden age of that sort of thing. So I was like, well, yeah, let's do it. And I got in touch with dear friends of mine, Ed and Luke White, who are now filmmakers. We met up in London, and I pitched to them this idea with Alex, and they said, fantastic. And originally, we were going to go just around the UK. But the more we talked to people about it, and we went to the BBC about it, and we went to you know, different kind of news stations about it, and they said, well, you know, you got to go global. And we did some fundraising, and we got money for us to go to these amazing places. And it was just a roller coaster of complete, you know, one thing after the other. Everyone is helping us get there. So it's amazing how it sort of all evolved.
It sounds like you've had positive feedback from almost everybody that you've spoken to about it. So, and I mean, as I said earlier, you travelled the world. You've been to India, New York, just recently to Vietnam, whilst making the film. How's your big adventure together been so far? So, Alex, where is your? You've just come back from Vietnam. What did you like about Vietnam?
Chicken noodles.
Chicken noodles.
Yeah.
Really tasty chicken noodles.
Yeah.
What about India? What did you think of India?
Train.
On the train? Yeah, we went on the train, didn't we? It was very hot, though, wasn't it, Alex?
And how did you meet the people, or how did you find the people to go and visit?
So the sections in Cornwall in New York were fairly easy because social media, you know, now you can just put yourself out there and you'll get a response. India and Vietnam was much harder. I remember actually sitting on the plane going to India, and we only knew this one lady, and she turned out to be a godsend because she opened up so many doors. So and Vietnam as well, we knew one lady, Lan, her name was. So in each place we've been able to get there.
And what's your best moments then?
What's been your favourite moment, Alex?
Krish.
Yeah, that was a good moment. So Krish and his brother Sajid in Mumbai, just in terms of we're thousands of miles away, and yet we have so many similarities. He was very open and honest about his relationship with his brother.
And did you find that from with all the people that you spoke to, that it was quite a similar relationship that you've got with Alex, that they had with their siblings?
Yeah, I think so. That probably in New York when we met Amber and her brother Armand, you know, Amber was saying things like, "I'd love for him to live with me and at least have a room nearby and stuff like that." And they were very, very close.
I mean, has your relationship changed a lot since spending so much time together?
I think so. Yeah, you know, it's that special thing. You know, we've been to some amazing places, and although Alex can't necessarily communicate everything that we've done somewhere he kind of understands a little bit, and there's a little glint in his eye that I know that he's kind of, we've experienced it together. So, and we've, you know, for the rest of our lives, we're going to have that, the memories of what we did together.
I mean, the film's, you finished shooting the film, it's gone into editing with the brothers. What do you have planned now for after the film?
So the biggest thing for us now is taking it around film festivals, and we want to go international with it, because I think that's when you'll get the biggest reactions. You know, you want kind of first-hand reactions of an audience. So yeah, by sort of early 2020, we'll have a full feature-length documentary that we'll take around the world.
And it's about siblings and it's about relationships. I mean, is there anything that you could say, I don't know, as a bit of advice for somebody who's also growing up with a sibling who has Down syndrome?
Mm. I think when we started this film, I was so conscious to do it justice and to be able to say, well, every single scene in the film is honest, and it's, you know, warts and all. You know, the boys came and lived with us. Every day we had a camera, you know, from morning to night, because I wanted everyone to see what it's like. So I think, you know, when you're a kid and you're watching it and you've got a brother and sister at home and you're watching it and you're like, well, yeah, that's everyday life. And it's although I may feel a certain way like I did when I was a kid, it's okay. And you can get through that and, you know, don't sort of have the fears of, well, he's a little bit different. You know, it's okay to have those fears. Just recognise it and move on.
And after the film, when it's all kind of done and dusted, which may be a few more years, I mean, are there any other big plans on the horizon?
Oh, Alex, what should we do next? What do you want to do next?
Coffee shop.
Coffee shop?
Yeah.
Go to the coffee shop.
Okay.
Sounds like a great idea, doesn't
have
it?
Have a coffee and a bun and just sit and do nothing. Yeah, but that probably sounds quite good.
Do you know what? I think that's a great way to end. We can all go down to the coffee shop and get a bun. I think that's a great idea. So thank you so much, both of you, for taking the time out to tell us about your project. And if our listeners would like to know more about the project, where should they visit?
We've got a Facebook page, Handsome Documentary. And also if you Google siblings with Down syndrome, we've got a video from the BBC that we did. So that's how you can find us.
And we think next year the film's going
to
be out?
Yeah, 2020. So we would love to be able to have it for World Down Syndrome Day in March 2020. That would be a fantastic, you know, premiere.
Great. So,
Alex, are we keeping you up?
Yep.
This is
okay. So I'm going to wrap up. So I just hope everybody will go out there and keep an eye out for the screenings and the film. And I'm just going to say hats off to both of you for traveling around the world and chatting to the siblings. You know, I can't wait to see the documentary myself. And I just the last thing to say, thank you very much, guys, for coming along.
Brilliant. Thank you, Richard, for having us.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the DSA Shifting Perspective podcast. You can find more of our podcast via the DSA website or at Spotify and Audio Boom and Apple Podcast and other podcast platforms. Please subscribe and tell your friends about us. Thank you very much for listening.